Monster Tom McGovern, Cowie, Monster PR guy, Monster Kawasaki PR guy. Bad day for Kawasaki.
See, everybody looks at it as a bad day, and of course not getting the championship with Kristoff is heartbreaking, I guess, is the best way to describe it. You know, the guy, he rode his tail off all year and actually had the red plate all year long. He led the points from Hangtown all the way until, well, the end of the first moto today. And you can look at it as a bad day, but you also have to remember, you know, the Pro Circuit team went 1-2 today with Dean Wilson and Tyler Rattray. Tyler actually moved even up to second in points.
And three out of the top four in the points.
Three out of the top four in the points. And, you know, the injury, you know, like I said, was devastating. And we were all rooting for Chris to get that title. But it wasn't a bad day for Kawasaki. You know, our guy, you know, we're a team.
I beg to differ.
Well, you would. You know, you just want to be the contrarian to the deal. And unfortunately, you know, it's going to be looked at as a bad day, but, I try and find the positive in everything, and we have a saying at Kawasaki, there are no bad days at Kawasaki. What can we learn from it? What can we move on? And you know what?
Are you serious right now with this? There are no bad days at Kawasaki? I mean, are you serious?
I honestly
believe it, but I mean,
I can't think of a bad day at Kawasaki.
Anyways, yeah. Did you talk to Kristoff? Did you get a chance to?
I actually talked to Kristoff. Did probably the best. I've worked with him for 2 years here in the States. Yep. Probably the most calm and best post-race interview I've ever done with him.
Really?
And if I can ever figure out how to convert it to MP3, you'll have a copy of it. I emailed it to the media, so people have it out there, and Brandon Short from MX Sports has it as well. And so those are the comments from Chris. He was not happy with how everything went, but he was. It was probably, like I said, the best interview I've ever done with him. He was very grounded and seemed to take it in a very positive light of, hey, you know, there's worse things that can happen than not winning the title, and it just wasn't meant to be for him this year.
Yeah, that just goes maybe sort of along with him being a little bit of an odd duck. That his day like today, he'd produce a good interview.
Exactly. You know, and you know, I've worked with Chris for 2 years, like I said, and I've never had any major issues. And you know, everybody's going to butt heads every now and then. But I like Chris a lot, and I think he's great for the sport. You know, I can't think of a better rider out there, a more just technically smooth rider than
Timmy retired.
Well, obviously since Timmy retired. And you know, I have to say, just from a side note, standing at the podium with Dean and Tyler, probably the most disappointing thing I've ever seen was Timmy wearing a Trey Kennard championship T-shirt. I can't believe he would do it.
He did that?
Yeah, and he, like, not only did he do it, he walked over, like, he was kind of flashing it a little bit, like, hey, check this out. And I was like, well, you know, Timmy, I remember when we were boys, and I don't know if we're boys anymore.
Nick Way, fill-in rider for you all year. Maybe not putting it on the box, but certainly giving it his all and giving you guys a ton of fun around the truck, right?
Oh, for sure, a ton of fun around the truck. And let's not sell Nick short by any means.
I just said he couldn't make the box. I didn't sell him short.
Hold on, 10th in points. This is again, goes no bad days. How many guys finish a full season in Moto and Supercross this year?
I don't know.
Nick Way is one of those guys. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. Obviously,
not
Ryan,
too many.
Obviously Ryan Dungey with the titles. But Nick Way has got to be one of a select few of guys who rode every race and finished every race. That consistency has got to be worth something, doesn't it?
And, again, enjoyable around the truck, right? Good to work with?
Oh, no, you know what? He's got the worst attitude of anybody I've ever met
Terrible
in my life.
PR.
I just wish the guy would open up and show his true personality. Because, you know, around the truck, we kind of see it a little bit. But when he gets out in the media, he clams up and he just doesn't want to talk at all. And there's he brings along this guy, Big Nasty, and, like, dude, all that dude wants to do is he just wants to, like, look around and he's kind of shady. I don't know what Big Nasty's deal is, but he's kind of shady.
His deal is he's shady. That's his deal.
Oh, there you go. So we got his deal figured out. Are we running long here on the podcast?
No, I was just making sure it's still working.
We're going to go like 35, 40 minutes here.
We're done now. Thanks, Monster.
Thanks.